Hello everybody and welcome to our latest workshop, and this one is all about a magnificent midlife audit. So it's getting a hold on all those different areas of our lives and working out where we are in each one, how comfortable we are with each area of our life, whether it's a priority, how we can prioritise the action steps we might want to take to make real change in those areas. So stick with me, we're going to have a deep dive and we're going to take it back to the five steps, which is an important part of this membership programme, the five steps to a magnificent midlife. So here we go. So I'm going to be the only one you get to see this time. It's a bit different from our usual workshops, it's just me. But hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun and very useful, I'm hoping. So, first off, I'm going to make myself a bit smaller. And here we go with our magnificent midlife audit. So, what's it all about? So, what are we going to be looking at? In part one, we're going to take a look at all the different areas that we might want to consider. And we're going to look at the five steps and see how each of those areas might fit within those. And then in part two of this workshop, we're going to actually do the audit. So let's get to work. So what I want you to do is take a little look at where you are now, where you feel you are. So it's about getting the basics right. So what do I mean by that? It's about getting your baseline in a good position so that, for example, it's going to be very difficult to do what you want to do if you're suffering from ill health, if you're suffering, you know, with menopause symptoms, if your emotional health isn't great. So there's certain basics, what I call basics, that we need to get right first before we can go off and do all that magnificent stuff. And it's also about establishing a baseline from where you're going to then work up. So getting that line so that you can see and track your progress as you move through the membership program. Then it's about deciding on priorities. So what's important to you and what isn't. And I think this is actually, it's a very challenging area because we might look at first at the priorities that they're the urgent things. They're the things that are absolutely sort of mission critical to our lives, like, for example, financial security and work and career. Now, those are very, very important. But if we focus just on those, we may find that our fulfillment and our purpose gets a bit left behind because we're too busy just doing everything we need to keep afloat. And then we need to work out what it is we want to focus on first. So these are the areas we are going to look at. So financial security, career and work, caring and other commitments, your health and your general well-being, relationships, style, and then, as I mentioned, that fulfillment, purpose and legacy. So we're going to get into a bit more detail on those when we actually do the audit, but what I want to make the point here is, you know, do you start top down or do you start bottom up? That's the key thing. Which way around do you want to go in terms of what your priorities are? So these are the areas we're going to look at, and we're going to relate them to the five steps to a magnificent midlife. Now, when you first joined, you may well have seen this, and hopefully you will have done, but maybe you haven't. So within the site, on in the resources section, you can download your own version of this. But essentially, what it is what I see, certainly it's my journey, actually, and I think it's the journey of a lot of women in midlife. So you might be starting off really questioning who you are and wondering what's next in your life. Maybe you are absolutely lost and stuck in the messy middle. You're juggling all those responsibilities, your kids, your parents, your work, etc. Perhaps you're struggling with menopause symptoms. And you're looking for a confidence boost and that community that you're getting here, hopefully, that will support and inspire you. So you're really just at that stage of wondering, what on earth am I supposed to be doing now? Who am I? What's my role now? Where do I fit in? All of that stuff, right? And what I'm asking for in terms of a commitment there is that you commit to doing the work that you need to do to make change happen in your life. Now, what I should say long before I get into the detail actually of this is that you may be at one of these stages in one particular area of your life. So, for example, you may be questioning on financial security, but you might be transforming on your fulfillment and purpose. So this is a guide, really, to give you some idea of where you might be in each area, but it's not that you're going to be in one area for all aspects of your life. And also the other thing is, you might work through these stages, get magnificence in one area of your life, but then have to double back again because life changes, doesn't it? You know, surprises come at us. So hopefully this is an evolving thing that will be a constant source of help to you. So stage two of my five steps is getting clarity, and that's where you're actually you're evaluating your possibilities in life, and you are establishing that growth baseline that I talked about a moment ago. So it's about working out where you're starting from now so that you can track and measure the progress that you're making. You can see momentum in your life, you can see really positive change happening. So you're clarifying your needs, your priorities and your commitments, working out what's there. Reevaluating your personal midlife narrative, probably. Perhaps you've got, you know, stuck in some midlife narratives that don't serve you anymore. You know, all those, you know, you're too old to wear this or too old to do that. Well, you know, that's a load of rubbish. So, and you are discovering your own unique strengths, or at least you're evaluating those, what you already have. And you realize that perhaps your thoughts, habits, your inner voice might still be holding you back, but you're working on building up your confidence and you're already seeing an exciting future ahead. So what I want from you in this sort of stage is to establish what your ideal midlife and beyond looks like and what you can do to get closer to it. So it's really about getting clarity, but also beginning to dream, beginning to think, you know, what might be possible. And then we move on to stage three, exploring. And that is all about developing your life plan and your toolkit personal to you. I do talk quite a lot about midlife toolkits and what's in them and what we need to have in them for each of us. And that's very, very personal to us. But it's really valuable to think about your midlife toolkit and what you might want to put in it. So at this stage, you're probably rediscovering yourself. Hopefully you're trying new things, you're making new connections, in Magnificent Midlife Members Club, and you're growing in confidence, you're dealing with your fears, negative thinking, and you're building that life support toolkit, and you're feeling much more confident about yourself, and you're being proactive about life design. That's the key thing here. It's about not waiting for life to happen to you. It's about actually taking control and saying, yeah, this is what I want, and I'm going to put in place what I need to get what I want out of my life, with the support, with the network, with the community, that you need to be able to do that. So here it's about trying three new activities and deciding what needs to be in your midlife toolkit. So that's the exploring stage. That's right smack in the middle. And hopefully when you get that sorted, you can then move on to a real beginning of a transformation so that you're actually really beginning to experience a shift in your life path. So you're building a solid platform for the life you want. You're seeing changes in your relationships, your fitness, your overall sense of security and fulfillment. You're confident your life purpose and your evolving life plan. So this is quite an exciting time. And you're developing greater resilience to life's knocks. So you've got a better toolkit in place so that when something comes along and, you know, smacks you around the face or whatever, you have more of an internal support network, but also, you know, an external support network as well, to make sure that that's not going to knock you sideways. It's, you know, going to be a blip rather than a major thing happening to you. And blip, maybe, you know, some of these things might be massive, they're not going to be a blip, are they? But you should be able to move through those. So it's about reviewing your progress so far and deciding what still needs to change to really take you up to magnificence and having that maximum impact that you might want to have in life. So magnificence is, I really see this as where you are. Really, you're inspired, you're growing, you're maintaining your life toolkit, and you're refreshing it when you need to. So you're really, you're confident. But again, you might be confident in some areas and not at all in others. So, you know, this is an evolution. This isn't, you're never going to get there in all areas of your life. It's just not going to happen, I don't think. It'd be wonderful if it did, wouldn't it? But then life comes along something changes. So the key thing here is that you don't let age define you. You continue to grow. You're inspired, you're fulfilled, you're empowered, and you know the importance of maintenance and keeping things ticking along. You're focused on self-care, you know what you need to do, you have that midlife toolkit, but you're also, because you've done all this hard work, you are touching other people. You're now having an impact on other women, and you're encouraging them to get to the same stage as you. So this is, I find this very, very exciting. And I know some women who are definitely in some parts of their life are definitely in what I call the magnificence aspect of this five steps. Because you just feel their energy, don't you? You just feel their vibrance, you feel their energy, their positivity. And yes, they will have knocks just like the rest of us and days when, you know, confidence is shot. But for the most part, they feel good about where they are, and that's what I want for all of us. So it's about maintaining your own life support toolkit and inspiring other women to flourish. So there we go. So on the next slide, so have a look at your midlife toolkit. What's already in it? And does it serve you now? Is it good enough? Do you need to make changes to it? Does it serve you now, and does it serve you, do you think, into the future? That's the key thing. And what do you think you might add to your midlife toolkit? So take a few moments, maybe stop the video, or just, I mean, nearly ended anyway. So just take a few moments to work out what you would like to put additionally in your midlife toolkit. And then where are you on the five steps? What do you think? So are you confused, hesitant, perhaps a bit fearful in that first stage? Or are you taking first steps to get clear on what it is that you want? Are you trying new things and building your midlife toolkit? Are you seeing real change from what you're putting in place in that transformation section? Or are you actually already confident, courageous, inspired, and fulfilled? And as I said earlier, you may be at one stage in one area of your life and in a completely different one in others. Okay, so that's the end of this first video. That's just an introduction of what we're going to do. And then in the next video, we're going to actually look through each of those sections, and I'm going to get you to score yourself on each of those areas that we looked at. So please join me in the next video.